At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Houston Astros played a doubleheader against the New York Mets over the weekend. KERA's Stella Chavez was there for the first home game since Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast.
Throughout the game, there were nods to Harvey's impact. Mayor Sylvester Turner threw the ceremonial first pitch. First responders stood on the field and were recognized, and there was a moment of silence. Astros manager A.J. Hinch received a warm welcome.
Hello, Houston. It's good to be home. I want to start out by thanking all of you for being here today. A very special day for us to start the rebuild process of our great city.
Rest the cadets.
Dwayne Bailey, or DB, is glad to be back at his job, walking up and down the stands, hawking margaritas and roasted peanuts. While many people were happy to be at the game, some questioned whether it was too soon after Harvey. Bailey didn't think so.
Everybody needs to get out and, like, find another outlet other than having to watch the news and all the sadness, take your mind off of something other than pain, you know.
The Astros gave away 5,000 tickets to evacuees, first responders, and volunteers. Cedric Mansalewa scored a free ticket. He was there volunteering for a food drive for the Astros Foundation.
Being here today is for me to support the city. When I support Astro, I support my city. You know, I'm proud to be a Houstonian. I moved here 4 years ago and I was really well welcomed.
Mansalewa moved to Houston from Congo. He says his house wasn't flooded, but his street was. The storm was scary, and he prayed a lot. Annette Herrera was at the game with her three kids.
My husband, I mean, he's been volunteering and helping, and somebody gave him the tickets. He's still out there helping. So I just brought the kids to get him out of the house because, you know, they've been stuck in the house.
For the Herrera family, the payoff was more than just an escape from home. The Astros beat the Mets and the starting pitcher named Harvey. Reporting from Houston, Stella Chavez, KERA News.
A recent paper from researchers in the United Kingdom argues the standard medical advice of completing a course of antibiotics may do more harm than good, that it may lead to antibiotics overuse and increase the risk of antibiotic resistance. In today's Vital Signs, Dr. Melita Williams with Texas Health Plano explains why most doctors disagree.
For the most part, we encourage patients to complete their antibiotics through the entire course of the prescription in order to prevent the infection from recurring or having a rebound effect from bacteria that did not get destroyed or killed through the process of taking the antibiotics and ending up causing antibiotic resistance. It's almost like an act of natural selection. Those bacteria that are not killed off may adapt or mutate in order to survive the next course of antibiotics of the same nature, and they develop resistance.
But you take the medication, you start to feel better, you say, I'm fine. Is it really so bad to stop?
It's understandable that where some would feel that I don't need this antibiotic anymore because I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. But the entire process of getting over that infection may not necessarily be resolved.
So just because you feel better doesn't necessarily mean that you are.
If they're exposed to an illness or a virus or an infection, there may be a period of time where they feel totally well, but they're actually sick and could actually be spreading that infection to other people.
Are antibiotics always prescribed for the same length of period?
Excuse me. We really don't know exactly how long it takes for a particular infection to totally be eradicated with the use of antibiotics. So there are standards that we typically use for 3 days of treatment, 7 days of treatment, 10 mm-hmm. days of treatment, 14 days that are typically traditionally used. There were studies that showed that you could actually shorten the course of therapy for instance, urinary tract infections, which is why sometimes with mild cases, we only give 3 days of antibiotic therapy. There are other illnesses such as tuberculosis, where the fungus lays dormant or grows so slowly that you have to actually take at least 6 to 9 months of therapy.
The reason I ask is because I think the argument has been made that perhaps courses of antibiotics should be shorter.
Each patient is different. Someone's immune system may be able to get over an infection within 2 to 3 days with the same antibiotics. And some may start feeling better only after about 5 days. And so it depends on the individual's immune system, where they start before they got sick, and as to how well they recover, and also the things that they're doing during the process of that healing in order to allow that immune system to ward off that infection.
Are there ways around this argument? For instance, a patient takes antibiotics, says, I'm feeling well, but they haven't completed the course. Maybe should they consult a doctor before making that decision?
It's always advisable to seek the advice of a physician. However, some individuals are now going to retail pharmacies or urgent cares, and they don't have those typical patient-doctor relationships, whether or not certain medications may work better for a person, whether or not their immune system would deal well with a certain type of treatment. Most of those facilities will use guidelines on what their recommended treatments are or the regimen of treatment that they use. So it's more of a cookie cutter approach. So it's best if that person already has a physician-patient relationship where they can actually help get the best advice for that individual.
So what should they do in the meantime?
Eat healthy foods, preferably real foods like fruits and vegetables. Get adequate clean water, and actually get the appropriate amount of sleep and rest. And when given the appropriate tools, the body can help heal itself and prevent you from getting sick.
Dr. Williams, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Melita Williams is an internist with Texas Health Plano and Inova Family Physicians. In the forecast, a high near 96 today under sunny skies, 77 now in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth.